This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Groupon. Ah, Groupon. Shares in the original Daily Deals company this morning continue to be like a traffic accident you just can't look away from. Groupon share price is down 23% so far today, now down about 70% from its IPO price back in November. The company announced earnings late yesterday that clearly disappointed. For more, we've got Jack Vonderheide, president of the tech research firm Technology Briefing Centers. Good to talk with you.
Same here, Jeff.
So Groupon just declared a profit for the first time. This is what people have been waiting for, right? What are investors so upset about?
Well, investors in this sector are really looking for exponential growth and profits and revenues that are way beyond those of any other industry. So while Groupon performed, in my opinion, exceptionally well, the Street does not view it that way for this particular sector.
Sounds like the Street is upset about how Groupon was making its money. What's the problem there?
Well, Groupon got into a different area of business. They're actually selling consumer items as opposed to simply selling deals. And the profitability on these types of transactions tends to be lower than the profitability on daily deals.
The rap on Groupon, even from way before it went public, was that anyone could do this. It was way too easy to replicate. Seems to me that Groupon is still the far dominant brand name in this daily deals business.
Oh, absolutely. While the concept is simple, the execution is quite difficult indeed, and you've really got to be on top of your game to make it work. And that's where Groupon has really done an excellent job. And as you mentioned, they are the dominant force. I mean, they're the Band-Aid or the Kleenex of their industry and the service.
Clearly, you have plenty of residual belief in Groupon, but there are many investors who think there is something very, very wrong with this company at this point. What do you think they have to do to retrench and get on a better track?
Well, I think Groupon needs to show consistent profitability, and they've done a great job for this quarter, in my opinion, but they need to show that quarter after quarter after quarter, and it's going to take time. The second thing they need to do is they need to go further down the path of developing a consultative sales force rather than a deal-focused sales force. They need to get closer to their merchant customers and then sharply target the Groupons to address those needs, more of a rifle approach rather than a shotgun approach.
Jack Vonderheide with Technology Briefing Centers, a man with some faith in Groupon. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.